my guide and captain, and his horse and follows red.
Shout it loud, hallelujah. Shout it, Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please. As we close our eyes and pray for ourselves with this song loud and clear. Holy Ghost, do again, again. To see in your my humble heart, why on earth thou art holy, you not pass me. Savior, 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 Savior. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, I love you. Our Lord. made impossibility possible. He made impossibility possible. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha, he made it. Hallelujah, he made impossibility possible. He made impossibility possible. Raise up your right hand to the heavens, beloved, and make this proclamation loud and clear. Every conspiracy against my destiny in the heavens, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every conspiracy against my destiny in the heavens, scatter in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful God, we thank you for a wonderful morning. We praise your holy name for bringing your people here. Thank you for what you have promised to do in this morning service. And thank you for your hand which is stretched forth to bless, to heal, and to deliver to the uttermost. Thank you because there is no one here this morning who will go home the same. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This morning, open our understanding. Dig deep into our spiritual life. Let us know the deepness of your love. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the glory of God overshadow our lives. Minister to us by your power. And in every situation, Lord, where we have not measured up to your standard, move us there by your power. And let the eagle of our destiny begin to fly. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. In Psalm 84, verse 7, we pick the title of our message for today and the title of our prayers. Psalm 84, verse 7. Psalm 84, 7, I want all of us to read it together. If you open your Bible to that place, Psalm 84, 7. Are we there? Let's read it together loud and clear. Can you read it again loud and clear, beloved? They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. This morning we are looking at what I call from strength to strength. From strength to strength. What did I call the topic? From strength to strength. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. I'd like you to listen very, very carefully to the few words I'm going to speak now before we start praying. Number one is this, and I want this word to register into your inner man. If you must survive in the present wicked world, you need to move to higher ground of power. If you must survive, whether your life, your business, your career, your calling, whatever it is in your life, if you must survive in this present wicked world, wicked underlined, you need to move to higher grounds of power. Number two that I want you to know is this. There is a satanic revival of strange powers now. Men are acquiring strange powers in order to fulfill their own personal selfish desires. And what they sometimes go on to do is unimaginable. I want you to understand what I'm saying now. Unimaginable. Long time ago, somebody came for prayers here. And the person said, I want to win a political office. I said, but people like you don't come for prayers. What are you doing here? He said he had tried everything they asked him to try, including driving a new car into the sea. But now they said, well, when they told him to go and bring
the head of an albino. And I said, ah, no, because I want political office. I can't cut human heads off. Those are the extent to which people go. No wonder the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10, Ephesians 6:10 says this. After he had said all kinds of things in that chapter, beginning from Ephesians 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and now said in Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brethren, what did he say? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So finally, in conclusion, be strong, not in fighting, not in quarreling, not in bitterness, not in gossiping, not in fornication, not in adultery. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God wants us to be strong in the power of his might. And when we are talking about the power of God, your shape and size is irrelevant. You have a degree, you don't have a degree, it's irrelevant. The loudness of your voice does not even matter. What the power is really, is the power that is resident in your inner man. That is what really matters to God. That is the power content of your inner man. That's what God looks at. That is what the devil also looks at. That's why people with evil satanic eyes can look at you and say, this one is very strong. This one is not strong. They can see the power deposits in your life. Don't deceive yourself, beloved. If you say you are a champion, but the enemy sees that you are a weakling, by the time the enemy moves in upon you, the moment of truth will come out. Perhaps you are here this morning, and in your dream, sometimes when you are attacked, you never for once have the consciousness to say, please, hold on, it is written. Thou touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. It is written. You never remember a situation in your dream where you are under attack that you quote scriptures against those attackers. The simple answer is that your inner man is weak. Many complain, I don't like this spirit of man. I don't like this spirit of man. But anytime they come, I just cannot resist them. No resistance at all. And then they wake up, they hate themselves, they hate everything, they pray with anger, but they should have stopped them at that level. The simple truth is that the power content of your inner man is weak. You dream and they pursue you and pursue you and pursue you, and you wake up panting with breath and you are sweating. Your inner man is weak. There is a sister in this fellowship. Many years ago, she woke up one morning and found one of this short creature by her bedside. And this short creature called the name she was given on the eighth day. The name they didn't use to call her. This short thing called all her five names and said, stand up. I've been asked to come and kill you. And the sister calmly stood up. Careful look at this short thing. He found that the short thing had a big club in its hand. And I said, okay, in the name of Jesus, that instrument in your hand, begin to use it to knock your head. Continue to do that one while I fetch my Bible. And the thing started. Bwah, 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 bwah. Until the thing beat itself to nonsense. But if our power content was low, the next thing would be that somebody will come and say, oh, unfortunately, Mr. Susususu has passed on. And all of us will gather and say, shall we gather at the river? Beautiful, beautiful river. Well, that's what happened. That the power content was low. But at the time she was confronted, she couldn't withstand it. Your power content determines how far you will go in God. When your power level is low, you become a spiritual dwarf. You cannot resist pressure. You will not be able to resist the enemy. You cannot resist this weakness that the enemy brings against people when your power level is low. There are two kinds of pastors in the house of God. There are pastors who are doing it as a profession. Professional ministers. Career pastors. Textbook pastors. Then you have those who are pastors by calling. They are always different, and it's so easy to differentiate between them. Those who are doing it because they're looking for food, those who are doing it because it's a calling. This was what happened in a particular location. A pastor was sent to a church, and he took over the control of that church. But then there is this embarrassing big tree at the back of the church. Nobody dare cut it. Sometimes when the services are on, these idol worshippers will gather by the tree and they will begin sacrifices while the services are on. So this first pastor that was taken to that church was annoyed one day. Sir, nonsense! People are disturbing our service. And he went. He cut down the tree. On cutting down the tree, he had screams. And instead of normal bark of trees, what was coming out was like blood. And the pastor went back inside. By the time they closed the service, the tree was up again. By the next day, the pastor was dead. They brought in another pastor. And this second pastor, and said, ah, what happened to the former pastor? So he cut that tree. So, okay, is it compulsory to cut it? So, well, they are disturbing us. I mean, I will not cut any tree. And he left the thing in place until it too was transferred. And they brought in a third pastor. Right from the first day, the man began to speak destruction to that tree. And one day, he cut the tree down. And as he cut the tree down, as blood oozed out of the tree, he confronted that oozing blood with his anointing oil. And there was a loud scream. The chief priest died that day. And the pastor walked there and expanded the work of God there. The spiritual content of your inner man is very, very important. It is that power within you that determines your spiritual success. If there is no power in your inner man, you will be very weak in the altar of prayer. If all of a sudden I close my Bible here and I say, no message, ignore someone again, you want to pray now? And we pray, and I just stand up and we start praying, we keep praying, and then by 1 p.m., Joe is still calling the prayers. Some people will stop praying. Some will run away. Some will say, I'm going to kill people in this place. Oh, I've been praying since. My voice is almost gone. When your spiritual content, your power content is low, then your prayer power will be low. You will not be happy when they say, let's go to prayer meeting. You will not be happy when there is a long prayer session going on. I want you to understand this very well. In one church where I used to be many years ago, I used to be in the choir then. We had this choir master who would say, let somebody lead us in prayer. And the person must ensure that the prayer is very, very short. Short underlined. We were praying our short prayers. But the day we started fighting ourselves. So we have been praying short prayers here. Yeah. This is where our short prayer are taking us. Because that day somebody folded his choir robe and threw it at another person's face. Somebody threw his book at another person. And there was confusion. Our short prayer has led us somewhere. You need to cry to the Lord, beloved. In the generation that we are now, and with what is going on now, you cannot afford to be weak in your inner man. You cannot afford to just let your level remain the same every month. It is very dangerous. Because immediately you are a threat. And your destiny is a threat. You qualify for attack. Immediately your marriage is a threat. And the enemy sees this marriage as a dangerous marriage. And you don't do anything about it. There will be trouble. Many years ago in South Africa, the witches gathered themselves together. And they fasted for 201 days against Christian marriages. Many of the Christian leaders there were aware of this witchcraft prayer meeting. They didn't take it seriously. Witchcraft prayer meeting. But within a month, they did that evil prayer meeting. Marriages began to clash. Marriages of Christians, men of God, began to clash until some intercessors gathered themselves. No, we must counter this prayer and fasting of witchcraft. It was then the thing went down. I want you to close your eyes and lay your hands on your chest. And as many people as want God to deposit power into their lives this morning, I want them to roar in desperation like a mad lion. I want you to roar in desperate prayer. as you open your mouth and say this, thou satanic prayer, against the power of God in my life. You know, the prayer of Satan for Peter was that he wanted to sift Peter. Can you shout this loud and clear again? Thou Satan. Is that the loudest you can say this morning? In the name of Jesus, destroy the prayer of Satan against the power of God for your life. My power, Satikaya Boshentaya Baraba. If you want the power of God in your life, roar in desperate prayer. Roar in desperate prayer. Masikakaya Boshentaya Bakayaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, beloved. I have a friend, a father in the Lord, about double my age. He shared something with me. He said he went to visit one of his pastors somewhere, and that as he got there in his car, he drove to the side of this church. He was expecting maybe some church members and his pastors to welcome him, but he didn't see any of those. What he saw was that the front of the church was completely covered up with people in lodge members, regalia, witch doctors, herbalists, and all kinds of people with terrible, terrible satanic weapons in their hands. Some people were wearing masquerade attire. They were there waiting for him. So he said he got down from his car. They surrounded him. He said, excuse me, sir, are you their general overseer? He said, yes, by the grace of God. You are the founder of this church? Say yes. You brought this pastor here? The pastor of this church? Say yes. Say now, listen. Take your dog away from here. Because since you sent this man here, he has been a pain in the neck of this place. The man said, what has he done? Since you sent this pastor here, all the young men who used to participate in masquerade, he has converted them. Nobody for masquerade again. Then since he got here, all the witch doctors are dying in poverty. No customer. Now to worsen the case, this man will wake up at night and every 2 a.m. he will be walking all over the place and pointing to people's houses and speaking one strange language. And as he's saying it, everybody will be uncomfortable. So take him away from here. The father in the Lord told me that he pinched himself to convince himself that he was wide awake. Because this is open confrontation by satanic power. When your power content is high, it's not a question of you running away from the enemy. No. It is they who will be afraid and terrified and scared anytime they see you. But unfortunately, it's not so. What is power? Spiritual power is ability to overcome any negative power working against you. That's spiritual power. What is spiritual power? It's the ability to exercise control. You exercise control, say, no, can't do that. Not here. When I first got born again and I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, a stage came when I was afraid of myself. Because under those where we got born again and we got filled with the Holy Spirit, they encourage us to pray for 2 hours in tongues every day. I challenge you. If you will, don't forget about 2 hours. If you will pray in tongues for 30 minutes per day for 1 month, before that month runs to an end, you'll be a different person. Completely different. If you will decide that you wake up 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. every night and you pray for 1 hour and you go back to sleep, if you do it for 1 month, by the time the month ends, you're another person. All this we were doing then, and then noticed something. When I get to my lecturers, I said, I want that. They will be running a tasketa to fetch it for me. When I buy rice, I say, I want rice, 10 kobo. The woman will fill my bowl. I say, madam, it's enough. I say, 10 kobo. So you can have the rest. I say, I want 1 meat. You put 4. I enter into a bus. I say, brother, how are you? Don't pay. I was afraid. So what has gone wrong with me? This is what happens to you when your power content goes up. Many of us don't know what we're missing by living powerless lives. Many of us don't realize yet that ice cream Christianity and kindergarten prayers will not get us anywhere again. Many of us don't recognize that there is no gentle method of arresting anything evil. Unfortunately now, because of our powerlessness, the judge is becoming the accused. The one who should say, you sit down there, I arrest you in Jesus' name. Yeah, the one who is running about now. Hey, I don't know what is wrong with me. They want to kill me. They want to kill you. Yes, yeah, because there is no power. I want you to understand that if your life will bring forth the kind of power it should bring forth, you will become a terror to the kingdom of darkness. And when you speak, your words carry power. Unfortunately, our powerlessness in this, our generation, has become legendary. We have concentrated our attention on attachment, weave on, make up or make down, pedicure, manicure, painting this, painting that, dressing like this, dressing like that, wearing dresses that will hug your body like no man's business. We have concentrated our attention in the wrong places, and that's what the enemy wants. That's exactly what the enemy wants. And so because we are wrongly focused now, all kinds of terrible things are just happening in so many lives. Some cannot even tell you what is going on. I want you to understand this very well. Sisters who are supposed to be prophetesses unto the Lord cannot even hear anything. Some that the Lord wants to be speaking to, but because she has gone to put extra holes in her ear, God cannot speak to them. Her mother put a pier there. She put three piers there now. All kinds of things. People come into the house of God with no power at all in their life. We are wrongly focused. The choice is yours. If you are powerless, you become a chewing stick to the power of darkness. And then, the same power that killed the person and ate the person up, one day will come and surrender his or her life to Jesus. And the mystery of our faith is this: the Lord will accept them. But meanwhile, he has wasted the person. I have a question. Do you want to be wasted? Then if you do not want to be wasted, then you must be concerned about the power content of your inner man. It is an insult on your salvation for Pentecostal witchcraft, hypnotism, magic, voodoo to work on you. It's an insult to God. Somebody is running incantation against you and you are doing it. A woman came here for prayers many years ago. Very serious tick, madam. Somebody entered into our shop at Ireko. I said, okay, how much have you sold this morning? I said, so much. Bring it. She went and brought it. What's the most expensive thing in this shop? I said, that one. They bring it. I said, okay. So, I like these clothes you are putting on. How much did you buy it? I said, so much. I said, well, I don't like to disgrace you, but you give me the blouse. I can keep the wrapper. She took it off and gave it to this fellow. And the fellow said, bye-bye, and walked out. It was then her eyes cleared. And she started screaming. And she screamed. And I began to read, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Whereas the shepherd ran away when the man came. And I said, madam, do you want to change your focus? You can now see that the most important things in life, they are not jewelries, they are not makeup, they are not bleaching, they are not all these things. The most important thing is your inner man. No matter how you polish this outer man, one day somebody will say dust to dust, ash to ash, and that is it. This is your body that you are so taking so much care. Any small pimples, you go and buy that cream. You are buying special cream for your body while the enemy is pursuing you in the dream. It's an insult. And this is where we are this morning. It's compulsory for us to have adequate power deposit in our inner man. We're supposed to move from strength to strength. From strength to strength. Not from strength down to weakness. Not from weakness to strength. From strength to strength. Therefore, beloved, the supreme need of this hour is power from above. Power from above. as opposed to power from beneath, which is troubling the whole world now. Because when it is power against power, the weaker power must back up. I was invited to a minister's conference. I think it was in Port Harcourt. And I was lamenting at that meeting. I said, will to God that we have just 5 Elijahs in this country. 5 is enough. With 5 Elijahs, there will be perfect peace in Nigeria. People say, I want to riot. We want to fight communal fight. And Elijah said, don't fight. Oh. Say, but we must fight. Okay. Because you said you must fight, let fire come down. And he roast the first village, he roast the second village. The next village, you say, Elijah is here. No fight. Everybody will be under control. Because when it is power against power, the weakest power backs off. When it is power against power, one power will always supersede. Something has to give way. The Bible says, evil men are seducers, they are waxing stronger and stronger. If you read your Bible, and you read the 19th chapter of Acts of Apostles, you will read about the people of Ephesus. The people of Ephesus were intensely interested in witchcraft. They were interested in demons, possession, astrology. Yes, very much like Nigeria today. Young men are robbing demonic powders to attract ladies. Men bury things in the cemetery for 7 days, take them out and put them in their pocket. People kidnap each other and cut off organs of their bodies because they want money. This may be difficult for you to believe, but there are people who do blood bathing every day. They bath themselves with blood every day. There are people who walk into the marketplaces, into crowded places, to just try their juju on people. And all kinds of things are happening. There are satanic agents parading themselves all over the place. That was what was happening in Ephesus, until the power of God took control. Beloved, there are 4 power levels in the spirit. This is where you must listen very carefully now. 4 power levels, or 4 energy levels in the spirit. And you belong to either one or the other. You will now decide what you want to do this morning and the kind of prayer you want to pray. The first level of power in the spirit is what is called delegated spiritual authority. Delegated spiritual authority. What did I call the first level of power? Can you say that loud and clear? Can you shout louder than that? This power is not resident in the operator. No. It is just delegated to him. This power belongs to another person. And it is usually given because of your relationship with the owner of that power. As soon as you get born again, certain amount of spiritual power is deposited into your spirit. You begin to tread on serpents and scorpions and take harmful things, it will not harm you. Every believer has that delegated authority. You pay no price for it. It is given to you free at salvation. But then, delegated spiritual authority is the lowest energy level in the Christian life. Because authority is different from power. Authority is different from power. If you are a policeman dressed in uniform, you can stand at a road junction and see a giant trailer coming, and you raise your hand. Say, stop. And because of that uniform, the authority vested on you by the government, the trailer will stand. You can ask the driver to come down. And because of the authority vested in your person, as a virtue of your uniform, the driver will come down. The driver may be more muscular than that policeman. He may be able to break the policeman into pieces if they fought one-on-one. But he won't do that because of the authority he sees. But if that policeman has retired from service, he's dropped his uniform, and he's now dressing in mufti, or he wears his abada, and he stands at the junction, hey, trailer, stop. Driver, come down. They will ask him, are you crazy? You must understand. The power that the policeman has belongs to the government, not him. So the power that the government has is to deal with whoever disobeys him. So if he asks that vehicle to stop and the vehicle does not stop, the owner of that authority has power to discipline disobedience. But he had no power to do all that. I want you to, that's what you call difference between power and authority. There are some traffic controlling policemen in this, traffic control men in Nigeria now. Some they call yellow fever. They, because of their uniform, they can ask a vehicle to stop. But I have personally seen people fighting hand-to-hand combat with yellow fever men. It's because of this kind of thing. See, their authority was not enough to prevent them from being attacked. Because of this kind of thing, government developed another kind of policeman. They call them kill and go, whatever is their name. When there is serious problem, they too go and face the thing. Look at Luke chapter 4, verse 33. Well, let's read 36 to save our time. And they were all amazed and spake amongst themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power, he commanded the unclean spirits and they come out. So there is a difference between authority and power. So the first level of spiritual power is delegated authority. The day you backslide, like the policeman that put down his uniform, or you turn back on God, that authority will be taken away from you. A vast majority, if not 80% of believers, operate on this level only. There is a need to move forward. What is the second level of power? The second energy level. The second energy level is what is called Holy Ghost power. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8. The Bible says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be my witnesses unto me in both Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria unto the uttermost part of the earth. So the second power level is Holy Ghost power. When you get baptized in the Holy Ghost, you get something higher than the delegated spiritual authority. You get something higher than that first level. Any Christian that is not filled with the Holy Ghost is missing a lot. You're not filled with the Holy Ghost, you miss a lot. You are here, you cannot pray in tongues, the enemy will overpower you. I want you to understand this very well. You must receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. The Bible says, this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. And that sign is for you too. If you have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, your power remains at that first level. And that first level of authority is not even enough to handle African household witchcraft, let alone ancestral powers. I must tell you the truth. Other preachers may tell you something else, but this is the reality of the situation. That's why you must be filled with power. When anybody is praying in the spirit, is praying in tongues, is charging his battery. Is charging his battery. Look at what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Look at verse 2. There are advantages that many of us are missing out on. 1 Corinthians 14, 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. However, in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. He speaketh mysteries. That's when you are praying in tongues, you are speaking mysteries. Mysteries. In the same 1 Corinthians 14, 18, look at what Paul said. 1 Corinthians 14, 18. I thank my God. I speak with tongues more than ye all. You get resident fire in your spirit by consistently and constantly praying in tongues. This is the second level of power. The third level of spiritual power is what we call accumulated spiritual energy. Accumulated spiritual energy. This is accumulated spiritual energy resulting from consistent or prolonged period of prayer and fasting. Consistent or prolonged period of prayer and fasting. I'm not talking about 12 o'clock in the afternoon fasting, no. I'm not talking about fasting where you have your bread and your orange inside your handbag already. I'm not talking about the fasting where you are busy looking at your wristwatch and your food at the same time. I'm not talking about the fasting. When you know you are going to fast tomorrow, you purposely ate very heavily the last night. Not that one. Not that kind of fasting. Most of us at the second level of the Holy Ghost, and we stop there. And that's how some people actually die. They never go past that level. God would like us to have what we call a fasted life. God is happier with a fasted life than with the almighty formula that some of us carry out. God prefers that somebody should fast 3 times a week, maybe breaking in the afternoon, than he won't fast at all throughout the month. Then the only fasting is palm ostringens. Even that palm ostringens is for some people is a stress. Why people like us are busy meditating on how to turn the palm ostringens fasting to 7 days dry, 3 days dry. Some are struggling with the one day. Where will power come from? No power. What will happen? Disappointment. Frustration. The enemy will be pursuing you. There was one man in this church many years ago who used to boast. I'm a powerful pastor. Post me out. I'm tired. I want to explode. Post me out. So okay. They posted him to a demonic village. And one day, as he was in the village, he went to ease himself in another man's farm. As he was easing himself, the farmer saw him. The farmer now took a cutlass and stole up, tiptoed to his back. And with the flat side of the cutlass, he slapped his back. So why are you defecating in my farm? And when this man stood up, he was annoyed. So today, we show you that you just beat a man of God. Say, farmer, hear me and hear me well. You die within 7 days. And the farmer was really afraid. But on the seventh day, when the farmer did not die, went back to the pastor. Pastor, I'm still alive. Here was a man claiming, I want to explode. But there is no power. But if it's another pastor that said the same thing, that man will not last that day. 7 days is too long. He had already spoken death into his bones. So if you want to be someone special for God, and you want to be involved in ministry to others, you have the urge of helping others, that second level of Holy Ghost baptism is highly limited. When mountains refuse to move, when sickness says, I'm not going, when you say, you demon, go out, I say, I'm not going out, you now need to go to this next level. But you have a price to pay. Once you pay the price, nothing will be impossible. Elijah fasted 40 days. Moses fasted 40 days. Daniel fasted over and over and over again. Jesus himself, 40 days. They had the accumulated spiritual energy. That's the third level. The fourth level, which is the last power level, is called dominion. Dominion. This is the topmost power level. The kind of power that God gave to man originally in the Garden of Eden. Joshua exercised that power. He asked the sun to stand still. Joshua did not get there in one day. He had been moving through different realms. Moses spoke to the earth. The Bible says the earth obeyed instantly. When you are a man of dominion, you operate in dumbfounding signs and wonders. What do you do today? The way is still simple. And we can summarize it in 4 D's. 1. Desire. Do you desire to be strong? Desire. 2. Decision. Have you decided that you will be strong? To desire something is even from a decision to pursue it. 3. Determination. Are you determined? At whatever cost, I must move forward. I must move from strength to strength and from glory to glory. 4. Discipline. There can be no power without discipline. When I was in the campus many years back, the campus was more primitive than this then. When we entered into the University of Lagos, we were considered to be too young at that time. There were men of 35, 36, 37, 29, 30 in our class. There were bald-headed men in the classrooms. But they wanted to pass at all costs. So the desire that they wanted a degree, they decided that they must take action by taking the entrance examination. They got in and they were determined to succeed. Then the fourth thing that they had to discipline themselves in the course of study to pass. One day I was in the lecture room at night and I saw this old man struggling to stay awake because he wanted to pass. Then he did something very strange to me. When he found that it was finding difficult to keep awake, he brought in a bucket of water and dropped some ice cubes inside and dropped his legs in and he was reading. That's what we call discipline, to achieve it. Let's rise up on our feet now. All eyes closed. Okay? Tell that your wife that is always running home when she's not baptized in the Holy Spirit not to run home today. And madam, tell your husband I used to run home without the baptism of the Holy Spirit to stay and receive the power. The Bible says, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you as the second level of power. They now move from that strength to strength and from glory to glory. Things should not go down in your life when your power is increasing. Because you have the power to go and command situation to obey you. You can speak to any organ in your body. You can speak to anything. Jesus spoke to trees. Jesus spoke to fevers. Jesus spoke to the grave. That's what we call dominion power. Speak to inanimate things. You can speak to any situation. And your dominion authority takes over. The Bible says, He has created all things and put things under man. You need that power of dominion too. You will now open your mouth with the highest volume you can ever gather. That is, those who are not happy with their present power level and they would like more power into their soul. Raise your voice higher than anyone around you, depending on how concerned you feel, depending on how you want your strength to grow. You will shout this louder than anyone around you. The power of God! Can you say this louder than that? Incubate my life! In the name of Jesus! If you are concerned about the power level in your life, this is the time to cry to the ambulance. My support akatende keyabo shende yaba. Aha! Yes, it's happening, it's happening! The power of God! Incubate my life. Incubate my life, incubate my life, incubate my life. Incubate my life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. We have arrived at 11 now. Because there is fire hovering all over this place. Heaven too is angry that we are not exercising the power you should exercise. Heaven is angry that unbelievers and children of the devil are sitting on what should belong to us. You will raise up your voices louder than anyone around you again. Power that cannot be insulted. By the forces of darkness. Can you shout this loud and clear? Make it louder than that. Say it louder than that. Come upon my life. In the name of Jesus. Power that cannot be insulted. Fall upon my life, fall upon my life, fall upon my life. In the name of Jesus. Masete kaya boshente rabokopatia. Ribosaponde kaya boshente yabokolaba. Power that cannot be insulted. Power that cannot be insulted. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, when you become an oracle of God, you will speak words that will have respect in heaven and respect on earth. You will speak words and demons will flee. Say, my word be charged with power. Can you shout that loud and clear? Shout it louder than that. In the name of Jesus. Be charged with power. Be charged with power. Yes. So that when I speak, my words will carry power. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The highest level of our prayers here this morning, we're going to pray it now. For those of you who have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, immediately I say open your mouth and begin to pray, you will raise your voice very loud and clear and begin to pray in the Spirit. Pray in tongues. For those of you who have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, immediately I say open your mouth and begin to pray, you will just say, Holy Ghost fire, come upon my life. Get yourself ready now. As we are praying these prayers, things will begin to happen. This is the prayer so many people's destinies are waiting for. Because by the time your inner man picks up power, there are certain things that can never confront you anymore. Certain things that are tormenting you now will run when they see you. So when I say open your mouth and begin to pray, those who have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you raise up their voices loud and clear and pray in the Spirit. And those who have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you should just say, Holy Ghost fire, come upon my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray now. Open your mouth, and declare it. Massa pokaya bo shentera boko la baraba. Maribo sopo de kaya bo shentera bakaya ba. Maponde sepende kaya bo shentera ba. Aha, aha! That's the fire, Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes. You are the church. Come, Holy Spirit, that is the power. We need your power, your love, and your mighty power. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yes. 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 Masikata palika sentaya bashanda. Ribosoponde kaya boshentera bakalaba. Rimana kaponde setela kaya bashintera basanta. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Say this loud and clear. Dominion power. Come upon my life. In the name of Jesus. Dominion power. Come upon my life. Come upon my life. Come upon my life. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Dominion power fall upon my life. Hey! Amen. Our final prayer point will be in your singing this song aggressively. I want the fire of God in me. I want the fire of God in me. I want the spirit of the Son of God. I want the fire of God. I want the fire. I want the fire. Fire of God with me. I want the fire. Fire of God with me. I want the spirit of the Son of God. I want the fire. I want the fire of God. Holy Ghost, arise in your power. Holy Ghost, arise in your power. Ready to deliver, ready to save, ready to deliver, ready to set me free. Holy Ghost, arise in your power. In your power. Holy Ghost, arise in your power. Ready to deliver, ready to save. Ready to deliver, ready to set me free. Holy Ghost, arise, oh, in your power. Arise, oh, in your power. Holy Ghost, arise, oh, in your power. Ghost, arise, oh, in your power. Ghost, arise, oh, in your power. Holy 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 Ghost, arise, oh. Holy Ghost, arise in your power. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.